There's a new way to insure, and all you need is 2 minutes. Insure on the Spot is the company who makes sure everyone can be insured at a low price, with rates as low as $35 a month. Pick up the phone and call 773-202-5060 today and get a quote in less than 2 minutes. Insure on the Spot is your one-stop resource specializing in auto insurance. They'll do all the work, and no matter your driving record, if you've had tickets, no prior insurance, or even a DUI, everyone is insured. The best thing to do on the spot is get insurance on the spot. Insure on the Spot. Spot.com.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
12:59 in the Northwestern Football Update Studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Never too early for football. Season tickets available at NUSports.com. The Cubs have lost two of their last three and four of their last eight games, and things don't get any easier for them as they head to San Francisco to take on the Red Hot Giants. Manager Joe Maddon.
The Giants have a really nice team, and they're very left-handed dominant hitting-wise, so that's something that we have to look into. We got Jake, who normally is very good against left-handed hitters, and then you got Johnny, who's good against left-handed hitters. So just go out and play, man. I mean, we'll be ready, and I know they'll be ready also. Last year we got them at our place in August, so I'm certain that they're going to be ready for us.
San Francisco, the hottest team in baseball right now, having won eight straight. Jake Arrieta will face Jake Peavy tonight. Arrieta had a season-high 11 strikeouts in his last outing against Pittsburgh. Pre-game tonight at 8:40 right here on 670 The Score. White Sox open a three-game series with the Royals at home tonight. Kansas City 4.5 games back of the Southsiders in the AL Central. Tonight, Jose Quintana faces Dylan Gee. Quintana has the lowest ERA in the American League at 1.54, and he has yet to allow more than two earned runs in a start this season, and has pitched into the sixth inning in all of his eight starts. Sox and Royals tonight, first pitch at 7:10. In basketball, Kurt Hyland of Pro Basketball Talk says the Heat's number one priority in the offseason is Kevin Durant. In football, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell told two U.S. senators yesterday that the NFL will return more than $700,000 teams have been paid to perform military tributes during games. And the Pittsburgh Steelers are working with mobile virtual players in their offseason workouts. The MVPs are robotic dummies that are operated by remote control and can be used for tackling, passing, running, and other drills. They also have the ability to cut, weave, stop, and start. The MVPs were developed by students at Dartmouth. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Mancari Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Oak Lawn. And tune into the score today for the BBVA Compass pregame show prior to Cubs' first pitch. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the radio home for Cubs baseball. Next game on the score is tonight at 8:40 when the Cubs take on the Giants on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you very much, Julie DeCaro. Julie had updates all day long. She suffered through our existence, and we always appreciate it. Have a great weekend, Jules. Crane Kenny joined the show today. Yeah, you should go check it out at spiegelandgolf.com. Informative stuff on the plaza and some of the struggles with the neighborhood. Crane Kenny, president of business things with the Cubs, was on the show. Jonah Carey, our weekly hit with Jonah Carey from CBS Sports and Sports Illustrated. That happened. Nate Duncan from the Dunked On podcast as well. Producers are great. Jay Zawoski, Nick Shipkowski. Thank you so much, men. And thank you also to Kevin Zipak today. Thanks to Brian Gertz, who does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. On Monday, Jeff Passan and any other stories that need covering from the weekend, we'll cover them. Let's now go to 60 North Bothwell Street in lovely and scenic Palatine, Illinois, where the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour with Boris and Bernstein rolls on live at the Lamplighter Inn. Hello, men.
It's one of our favorite spots, and I would urge people who are planning on arriving here to get here now while it remains quiet, because our buddy Frank says with all that they have going on here, it's going to get crazy later on.
What's going on? What else is going on other than you guys? As if that wasn't enough.
Well, they've got like a big family fest going on, and generally just Fridays in downtown Palatine are festive.
Yes.
And once they open this particular little, what do they call this? It's the this level. But we're up top. Sometimes we're down low in the bottom in the main part of the tavern, and right. But now we're up top in the special party room up on the stage.
We were downstairs one time. That's the way we had the people who didn't know Bobby Hill used to beat his wife. Correct. Remember that guy?
I got very very angry.
Hey, wait a minute. Where'd you get that kind of information? What? I mean, okay. Well, we got that kind of information. How are you, Speed?
I'm good, man. You know that downtown Palatine thing? The train tracks are right there, right? Like the train tracks.
Right here. Yeah. I could throw myself on them at any point.
Well, and that's why people get off the metro after. Had a couple of Bud Lights or Limeritas or something, and then they come rolling in here.
That is quite a thing. If you ever like,
for that.
I don't ride that train a lot, but I know you've talked about. I think Maddie has talked about it, right? Like, I mean, you head to the train, and right there at the station, they're like, "Here are 40 different giant beers you could buy."
Yes,
and,
correct.
And people have their favorites.
Ever, like correct, the big boys.
The Pedway. If you go down to the Pedway, you see people leaving work, and there's a beer girl standing there by. By a tub with a tight top on, selling giant drinks.
What a country! What a country we live in.
What are you, Yakov Smirnoff?
What a country!
Well, you're half right.
I am Yakov Smirnoff, and I'm a complete Yakov. That's exactly right.
Yes, you are.
I believe he's got I think he's got his own theater in Branson, Missouri. By the way, you know that
he does. I believe.
Yeah, the Yakov.
If you can't find him, if you're looking around, you say, "I wonder whatever happened to." There's a great chance that he's in Branson because a lot of the old woods that have been there forever are gone, and they've replaced him with a lot of other guys.
Is it only comedians, or is it like the former athletes we go looking for? Like Harry Chappas wandering around there, but we couldn't find
it's
him
not
either.
Harry Chappas.
Where's a bike cracky for Harry Chappas?
Singing hits of Donovan.
Maybe he's in Branson performing.
It's not Harry Chappas.
Okay, fine.
It's like old time dude, but they're. Slightly newer than the old time dudes. You know that they built the place that were there forever.
Yeah,
it's sort of different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. I do. It's a whole nother realm of the entertainment business where you can, if you don't want to go to Vegas and you're not too old to go to Palm Springs, you go to Branson. I think is what you do. I think that's how it works. I'm good, man. It's exciting to live here in Baseball City. You know me. Last night was one of those things where even just listening on the radio. Or watching on TV, I wished I was there. You know, you take it for granted, and sometimes I go and sometimes I don't. But wished I was there just because Sale is so special, and he was really special last night.
He was.
Yeah, and both he and Arrieta, but more so Sale, and I've always said this about him, that you cherish everyone you get. Because, you know, in my world, when you know how I am looking at the still photos of Chris Sale every time they show the strain on that elbow, that every time you get one, you know, you don't know how many bullets are in that thing, and you just enjoy it while you can.
I think it's all of them. It's everybody. You know, I don't know that there's anyone that is immune to that. Including Arrieta, including, you know, Felix Hernandez, whose velocity is down.
That's correct.
Nobody is immune to it. And what's crazy is that sometimes the guys who are lasting and are strong, they throw like Randy Johnson or they throw like Chris Sale. And there's something about their tendons that are just stronger than other people's tendons or they can just withstand it. Like, I don't know if there's anything to flip and say you can mechanically learn from Chris Sale. Like, let's say he pitches another 8-9 years at this level. You know, it's not like you're going to look at it and say, well, what did we learn? We still didn't learn anything.
Right.
Did we? Right. I don't think so.
I mean, he'd be a freak if he could do that. That's all you'd learn.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't. And the other thing is that, by the way, if you haven't, this guy here thinks nobody's coming. There's only two games difference in the loss column. Nobody's coming to get him. Yeah, there are, because there's two games difference in the loss column. And I look at it and I say, uh-oh.
Yeah.
People still do. I was reading some stuff today. People still believe in the White Sox. This little slump hasn't caused them to jump ship and run away and say, oh, they suck.
Well, did you read the lengthy Joe Sheehan analysis? breaking down why they're better and whether or not it's sustainable.
I did not talk about the outfield defense. Yeah, I was going to say, how much did he talk about the defense? A lot?
He talked a lot about the outfield defense. He talked a lot about the ability to turn more batted balls into outs and the amazing turnaround and walk rate. The fact that just awesome, there's been these on-base percentage concerns and their walk rate has been enough to say, hey, you know, maybe this is something that can hold up. And he also said he doesn't think that there's really anybody that looks like they're going to mount much of a charge. And he doesn't think they're a 600 baseball team, but he doesn't, he's not a believer in anybody else in that division.
You know what's amazing is that, look, Cleveland, if they get a bat, and I still think the Royals are going to make a run at some point. And hell, it could be this weekend. You never know. But
it could be. That's right.
What's so interesting about that, Bernsey, I know you look at stuff like the hardest hit starting pitchers, right? The guys who are giving up the most hard contact. Mark Simon from ESPN often tweets about this kind of stuff. Quintana is number 5 in terms of giving up the most hard contact in the American League as a starting pitcher. And how do you work that into your brain when you look at his other numbers and his success, which he's had for a while? And it's the defense. It has to be the defense. And it's what else, how else can you look at it? That the hard contact he's looking, and you could look at his BABIP and see if he's like super lucky. But you know, the last few years would tell you that he's not one of those guys who's super lucky. So for whatever reason,
but super lucky.
Yeah.
Well, Sheehan says the Sox are getting better results when allowing contact than they did a year ago. Not only is the home run fly ball number dropped,
right,
but the defensive efficiency has spiked from 689, which is last in the AL, to 721, which is fourth in the league. They're turning a little less than one hit a game into an out, which is a huge number. And they're allowing the lowest slugging percentage on fly balls in the AL, and it's not close, almost unheard of for a team at U.S. Cellular Field.
Hmm.
So he said the number should go up as the home runs to fly ball regresses to the mean with warmer weather, but there is an excellent chance the new outfield really is this good. He says, I'm more sold on the defensive improvement of the outfield than the infield. And then he looks at the walk rate, and he says this kind of roster with real holes is easy to fix on the fly. And he calls it a reasonable destination for a salary dump bat like Ryan Braun, Andre Ethier, or Matt Kemp.
Kemp is there right now if you want.
And he concludes by saying, it's always my instinct to dismiss 40-game surprises. He says the Rockies were 25 and 22 years ago. The Diamondbacks were 25 and 18 3 years ago. He says it's just not that unusual for a middling or bad team to play good ball for 6 or 7 weeks. We underestimate internal variance. And with the White Sox, there are reasons to believe that the preseason estimates were wrong and they're now a contender.
Hmm. Well, that's interesting. Yeah, I mean, I declared it a few weeks ago because of the pitching and the defense. And then he looks at it further and deeper than most of us because that's what he does. He's awfully good. And he's there on the same on defense. Well, we'll see. A salary dump
just
bat.
The rotation
would
scares me.
Yeah.
That's all. It just frightens me a little bit. I feel like ducking when they're pitching.
How many
Even
more?
Even I'm sitting at home, I feel like ducking.
How many more starts? I know you paid him $3 million, but how many more starts do you give Matt Latos? I mean, genuinely, if he gives you another four or five runs and just guts his way through 5 innings, do you keep throwing him out there? Until you have a better one. Yeah.
That's just it. The bats are available right now. I don't see anybody saying pitching is available. There are bats available if you want to do that.
But I don't think anything's happening unless Abreu reverts to form. You know, this is a guy who started out as a 5+ win player. Last year was only a 3-win player, and this year is underwater.
He's listless. I heard that yesterday.
He's got a lot of different kinds of swings. He's got some pretty good back control. He had 2 hits and 2 RBIs the other night. I'm not nearly as worried about Abreu as you are.
No, I'm not worried about him. He'll come back.
Okay, but he was only a 3-win player last year.
Okay.
He wasn't really that good.
They're overpaying him?
I don't worry about what they're paying him. I'm just worried about how
and his child is kidnapped and held, for God's sakes. So he cut the guy some slack.
Nah, he's a very, very smart hitter who will slump every once in a while, but he knows how to take outside stuff and put it the other way, and a good situational hitter, better than he's given credit for, even in a year like this. So that's not a guy I worry about.
Okay. I'm worried right now because he's underwater. I mean, mm-hmm. he's cost you 0.3 of a win this year.
Well, again, that's a metric. I mean, it's like, you know, you could. There's all sorts of problems that I can point to. And I think the biggest problem, which we agree on, is Rollins in the two hole. Did you hear the reasoning? Were you guys still on the air when Ventura gave this reasoning for why Carlos Sanchez hit in the two hole last night? Did you hear this?
No. Do I want to?
No. So he says that Carlos Sanchez, so I can't wait to tell you. Carlos Sanchez hitting second. Ventura said he made the move with the idea that they could pinch hit for Sanchez late.
What?
and Rollins would provide
That's
another veteran bat.
Backwards.
Think about it. He makes
you
the move.
You bat a guy there to get him more chances.
Right, right. And he's batting a guy there so he could feel better about pinch hitting for him when he didn't want to pinch hit for Rollins, like, say, against Giles or whatever. So he'd rather have 2 to 3 at-bats in possibly big spots for a really bad hitter so that when a fourth at-bat comes up, you might feel better about taking him out if the situation calls for it.
Oh, wow.
I know.
That doesn't even start to make sense.
No.
We didn't have that yesterday. No, we had we just listened to people. We didn't have anything from the White Sox. But that yesterday, after the game, might have been the dumbest hour I've ever heard. I mean, every dumb person in America was on the line somewhere.
I'm not quite sure what was going on yesterday.
We don't know what happened.
Even for us,
yeah,
we were taking calls that were coming from other planets. And it was just, I mean, a guy saying to trade Ben Zobrist because they had to trade him for what he called fielding players. These were the kinds of calls we're getting. Another guy who said that Jose Abreu is listless because he's made a deal with human traffickers that somehow involve his son.
Oh, boy.
And I asked him how he knows this, and he says he can just tell. Because
by watching him.
He can tell by watching him because he's listless. Those were actual calls.
That's just a sample.
Yep.
However, I did
talk to one of my Cubs sources earlier today. And, you know, I've always been of the mind that you should be concerned about Jason Hayward only when the team is concerned about Jason Hayward and when Joe Maddon is concerned about him. So I asked, and I said, are they concerned about Jason Hayward? And the answer is kind of yes, that he has become John Mailey's number one project right now, and it gets back to what we talked about when they acquired him, when they always thought there was this untapped power based on his weight transfer, based on how he can stay behind that front leg, and they believe that a lot of his weak contact has been, again, reverting to the bad habit of this big, strong guy weakening himself by getting out too soon on his front side. And that's the project right now, to keep him back, to keep him centered, and make sure that his weight transfer allows his frame to have that natural power come through.
Well, Mailey's a smart dude. Hopefully they can work together and get somewhere, because it's tough to watch him. It really is tough to watch him. Right?
It's tough to watch. But watch the swing and watch what they're talking about, because that's how they explained it to me. They said it's all about that frame, and that form should be generating so much easy power through the zone, and it's just not, because everything that it all goes forward too quickly, and he's left with just his hands to work with.
He doesn't take it to the field, to his credit.
Nope.
He doesn't take it to the field, but he hasn't hit crap. I mean, he's just been...
Well,
I just kind of had that feeling. I mean, it's a rough year on a lot of people that first year, and I know he's even below where he usually is, but he's not. I thought one of these years speaks he was going to hit 30 home runs, and now he's going to have to really hurry to hit 30 home runs.
Yeah, well,
really hurry if he's going to do that.
He never did, right? He had 27 one year, I think.
27 is his top.
Is what he topped out at, and you don't need him to hit home runs. I certainly would have moved him out of the two hole, by the way, already. I would have, you know, I don't understand. You got some options, but you know, as you say, if Joe's not worried, he's not going to do it. And Joe's very, you know, responds angrily still when asked about moving Hayward.
Yep. But internally, they have begun to work a lot harder on trying to fix him.
Tough at bat yesterday, by the way, for Javier Baez also in that inning, where you had a closer who was absolutely freaking out. It, like, their third option for closer was freaking out and panicking, and Baez did him a favor by wildly swinging and striking out in short order. So having both those guys there.
Yep.
All right, man, what's going on today? Friday, are you Fung? Will there be Fung?
There will be. We're going to do dumb arguments at 4 because our show's not dumb enough on its own. We have to make it even dumber. Yeah. At 2 o'clock, we're going to talk to Barry Trammell from the Daily Oklahoman.
Our guy.
Nancy Armour of USA Today, who wrote about Phil Mickelson and his little problem.
That trouble, though, is just kind of like...
No, but symptom of a larger problem.
Oh, agreed.
With him. Symptom of a bigger issue that Phil's got going on. And at some point, Scott Miller from Bleacher Report will talk some baseball, and we got some other calls out there as well.
Cool. All right, boys. Have a great time. Have a great day.
All right. Are you doing the event this weekend?
I am indeed, yes. BandsBattlingCancer.org is the website. Excited to go over there and compassionately be a guest judge for some high school bands. I don't want to...
Oh, you're going to be Simon Cowell. I know. Tearing these poor kids to shreds.
Yeah.
Right.
I say go for it.
Yeah, hey. Hey, all right. I kind of like that song, except you, drummer. You should quit. You should stop doing it.
You have no future in this.
You have no future in this.
You do that.
Somebody. Your feel is horrific. Your looks are becoming a problem. Just get out.
You can tell that you remind me of Toto.
Oh, well.
The ultimate insult from a bad street.
I will invoke the ire of
you
Toto.
Mean a dog?
The Toto army. If I could do it another way.
Even though Toto's drummer, Jeff Porcaro, did make the Rolling Stone list.
Oh, yeah.
Sort of one of these drummers guys.
And the guitar player, Steve Lukather, is widely thought to be great. I mean, you can have great, great players. If the songs suck and the production is dated, then you sort of have an issue. You sort of have an issue.
What I want to hear from you.
Yeah.
I just love random distaste for Toto.
It's not random. Yeah. It's very specific. It's just
rare that you feel that strongly about a band that unimportant.
You know, I appreciate a lot of bands and a lot of music, a lot of styles. And then just every once in a while, like if there was a battle between Asia and Toto, I'm Team Asia all the way. 100%. Get me to Asia Alpha and Asia Astra.
But Asia's only got the one song, right?
No.
After Heat of the Moment,
disagree.
Where
do you go? There's lots of good songs on the couple of records. Never in a Million Years.
Tom is calling.
Go seek out Never in a Million
Just tell
years.
Everybody they suck.
Yeah, tell them they all suck.
Tell them they all suck and do something else with your
I'll
life.
I'll channel you guys. God. I'll drive the freight train of hate and indignation to the band's battling cancer.
Always perfect.
And if you hit one of them, so be it.
For a cancer charity, it's ideal.
All right, boys. Have a great day.
Have a good weekend.
I'm man, you too. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you, Jay Shep and Jason. Yeah, he was part of the show earlier, and he will be again Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody. It's 670 The Score.
We'll be back with more Boers and Bernstein on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. There's a reason why the Philly Fanatic has been voted the best mascot in sports in the past by both Sports Illustrated for Kids and Forbes magazine. The whole notion of a giant furry green creature zooming around the ballpark on an ATV is genius in itself. More important, the two men who have been the Fanatic since he was first invented in 1978, David Raymond and Tom Burgoyne, are both comic geniuses in their own right. Raymond, the first Fanatic, took mascot hijinks to new post-San Diego Chicken levels, and Burgoyne has continued that tradition. On Wednesday, the Marlins' Jose Fernandez tried to steal the Fanatic's ATV keys. Fanatic knew exactly what to do. He borrowed a set of handcuffs from a ballpark cop and arrested Fernandez in front of the Marlins dugout. The Phillies are better this year, but no matter how bad they might be, the Fanatic always makes a trip to the ballpark worthwhile. I'm John Feinstein.
Make the right call with Lakeshore Recycling Systems, your go-to commercial, construction, and residential waste and recycling solution provider. LRS is passionate about the importance of recycling and environmental sustainability throughout the communities they serve. Their goals are simple: deliver the highest levels of customer service and equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Fueled by the passion of dedicated employees, LRS is a championship team. Partner with Lakeshore Recycling Systems today and request a quote online at lrsrecycles.com. Lakeshore Recycling Systems, Chicago's go-to waste solutions provider.
You're watching the big game, and a buzzer beater lifts your team to victory. As you jump in the air, your phone shoots from your lap, hits your laptop, and breaks the screen on both. Can't call or search because your computer and phone are broken. Locate CPR Cell Phone Repair of Bolingbrook and Orland Park for the largest inventory of cell phone and tablet parts, allowing same-day service on 80% of repairs. Don't live with cracked screens, charging problems, or bad power buttons? Come to CPR. You'll save time and money because CPR stands behind its repairs with a nationwide lifetime warranty. Check out CPR at cellphonerepair.com or visit their convenient locations in Orland Park and Bolingbrook. Mention WSCR and receive a free tempered glass screen protector for Apple and Samsung phones with a repair. At CPR, they save your mobile life. Please don't text and drive.
Rush in to JCPenney for Doorbusters Friday 3 p.m. to Saturday 1 p.m. You'll find summer essentials for the whole family just in time for summer fun with amazing deals on select Arizona tees for everyone for only $4.99. Plus, get up to 60% off select swimwear just in time for him, her, and the kids to make a splash. So hurry, because these Doorbuster deals only last from Friday 3 p.m. to Saturday 1 p.m. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Check jcp.com or your newspaper for details.
Fashion emergency hotline.
Help! I always host the neighborhood Memorial Day barbecue, but this year Claire Johnson's hosting. She's always perfectly dressed. I need to show her up.
Is this about hosting or her outfit?
Outfit. I want to look so good when I walk in, fireworks go off.
Got it. You need to go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yes. Now through Sunday, it's 40% off the entire store.
40% off the entire store?
Yes. Get all the best summer styles like tees, tank shorts, and dresses for 40% off. You'll be the belle of the barbecue.
Stop that. Thank you.
Don't thank me. Thank Old Navy. Valid 520 to 522. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Get your home in shape for summer with big Memorial Day savings right now at Lowe's, where you'll find great deals on everything you need to make this season a success. Like 4 bags of Stay Green Soil for only $10. Plus, get select 12 packs of annuals now 2 for $12. Make your home happy all season long with great brands at great prices right now at Lowe's. Offers valid 5/18 through 5/25. Selection may vary by location. Actual plant size and variety at store may vary. While supplies last, see store for details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii, U.S. only.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
A tool called Name Your Price. Get a grip on your spending like an industrial vice. It's nice. Beats rolling the dice. I prefer brown rice. Don't carry dumbbells when you walk on thin ice. Splash.
Get insurance based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, this could be the most important message of your life. Write down this number or store it in your cell phone. But call 1-800-426-6186. That's 1-800-426-6186. By calling the Treatment Helpline for drug and alcohol addiction, you can turn your life around. Our advisors will match you with a proven 5-star luxury treatment center that will end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Your future can still be bright. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through. Let us help you break your addiction to drug or alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there should be no cost to you. Take 5 minutes of your time and call right now. It may change your life for the better. Call 1-800-426-6186. That's 1-800-426-6186. Call 1-800-426-6186.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There are now government programs available to help you settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But these may be limited-time programs, so you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. 1-800-294-2339. That's 1-800-294-2339. When you call, you'll get free information from Federal Tax Relief. This free info can even help you if you have penalties, unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. Stop the collection process immediately. Call Federal Tax Relief today for free info at 1-800-294-2339. That's 1-800-294-2339. Call now, 1-800-294-2339.
Tired at work today? You need a 5-hour energy shot. Didn't sleep too well last night? You need a 5-hour energy shot. Energy for work, energy for fun, even some energy for the gym. If you're tired from too much lunch, try something that packs a punch. A great tasting 5-hour energy shot. You'll feel alert, energized, and ready to go. Now's the time for 5-hour energy. For more information, go to 5hourenergy.com.
Considering Dave Miska just handed me a list of every city.
Well, just give me some of the ones with more than, say, 10 people that live there.
How about Brian Head, Utah?
That's a new one on me.
Population? 83.
That's why it's a new one on me.
83.
Tulowitzki lines one to deep left field, and that is off the base of the wall. Or is it caught at the wall by Jock Peterson? That'll end it. It was a Kike. It was Kike who made the catch. Either way, the Dodgers win it.
Going about 83.
83.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Wow. Carlos Sanchez, and
when we find out,
I'm going downstairs. You take over, okay?
So Carlos takes over at third base. We are waiting on a report on Todd Frazier, who went headfirst into the seats, put his glove over his mouth, sprinted toward the dugout, and was taken into the locker room.
All right. I just saw him.
And
tomorrow is Saturday, and Sunday comes after work.
Oh, God.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got to do.
Looking forward to the weekend.
The United States lives for Friday.
Boars and Bernstein.
Today's Friday for us.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Going to make you several promises for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can to keep you informed and entertained. Perhaps have a lap or two along the way. A lot of persistent rapping. Someone's back door. Sure, why not? And this is radio's best combination of...
embarrassing. Atrocious. Despicable. Pathetic. Asinine.
I'm Terry Boris.
I'm Dan Bernstein. Barry Trammell of the Daily Oklahoman is going to join us. Talk some basketball at 2 o'clock. Nancy Armour of USA Today at 3. Scott Miller will talk baseball. He, the national columnist from Bleacher Report, at 3:45. That'll be after the second half that we will do at 3:30. Mm-hmm. And then 4 o'clock, Friday Fun, Dumb Arguments. This is an easy one. The dumbest things over which you have argued. It may not have reached any...
I'll call back from yesterday.
Yeah, it may not have reached any conclusion, but we just want to know the dumbest things about which you have argued. We are the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour, the Lamplighter in Palatine, one of our favorite haunts. Stop it. Is going to get along with ruining everybody's afternoon. 312-644-6767.
They may not know it yet.
67 is the number at WSCR, The Score. Email us at boresandbernstein at 670thescore.com. It's where you go to listen to us live. We're streaming at 670thescore.com. There's texting at 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Text Zone is brought to you by Grossinger. Twitter is at @Bores_Bernstein. You can follow me at @Dan_Bernstein. There's boresandbernstein.com. And there's the radio.com app for your mobile device that allows you to have the show with you. You download that. You don't need to be near a radio or a computer. Our engineer is War Boy, Danny Colunco.
And I would like to make an audio tweet.
You would?
Yes.
Go for it.
Ron wants to know why we didn't mention Lamar Hoyt's 9-game streak to start the 1982 season. And the reason is he had a couple of relief appearances in there, and it took him to his 12th start. So when we're talking about consecutive wins and consecutive starts to start the season, Lamar Hoyt does not qualify in 1982. But thanks for watching and inquiring as to why we haven't put him on that list. Lamar Hoyt, by the way, 83, what a year for him.
83.
And it's all ridiculous anyway, because we're still talking about pitching wins. Big deal. He lives, he dies, he lives again. Back at the Score Studios, Rick Camp.
We'll pay that money, and we'll give you Spencer Adams for a guy like James Shields or James Shields.
That was another one yesterday. Yep. If we can have James Shields, could you have something like James Shields that we could have?
He is my starting left guard.
Chris Tannehill.
Brandon Phillips still having a chuckle out there with Juan Uribe at second base.
just a moment ago when Barnhart went out to the mound to say something to Sampson. Look at Phillips going over there, and he's going to tag Uribe as if it's the hidden ball trick. He said, what do you mean? And then, of course, he didn't have the ball. It was all a jest, but Brandon had been chuckling ever since.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
He's kept it in the strut, though.
There's no being funny.
Uribe, that's correct, yeah.
Uribe is not allowed to be funny. He's not allowed, no having a chuckle.
His reaction was great.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. It's like Beltre. He does it, too. When he was dancing around at second base, like, and somebody's trying to deke him, and then he did some sort of salsa move and gave the guy a look. And the guy's like, what are you doing?
Life as a spokesbox is great. I got to give the people what they want. More box.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update studio, I'm Chris Ranji, and it's never too early for football. Season tickets are available at nusports.com.
Hi, Cubs, Chris.
Hi. Cubs president Crane Kenny says the new plaza that is under construction outside Wrigley Field will be versatile.
Our goal is to bring more entertainment to the neighborhood, to the community for sure, but not just in the form of a beer garden, which seems to be the one that's bothering the bar owners on the street and therefore our aldermen.
Kenny, with Spiegel and Goff today, said the city's proposed ordinance that would limit alcohol sales to the time only during Cubs games has left a sour taste in the organization's collective mouth. Meanwhile, tonight, the Cubs begin a series in San Francisco. Jake Arrieta will take on Jake Peavy. At U.S. Cellular Field, the White Sox will face the Royals for the first time in 2016. Jose Quintana, a career ERA against KC of 4.27. He will start. Dylan G will be pitching for the Royals. And Stanley Cup playoffs tonight continue. It's the Penguins in Tampa Bay. Pittsburgh leads 2-1. This update brought to you by Mancari Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Oak Lawn. And tune into The Score tonight for the BBVA Compass pregame show prior to Cubs' first pitch. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the radio home of Cubs baseball. Next broadcast on The Score is at 8:40 tonight when the Cubs take on the Giants. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
I didn't realize that the bar owners around Wrigley were running the entire operation. I didn't know they were running the city. I didn't know they had that. No, you can't have that. Don't let them have that. Stop them from doing that. I didn't know that they had that kind of power.
Didn't you see this coming? I mean, did you? Everybody's acting.
I knew there'd be blowback, but not enough to say, well, we're not doing it.
If you're a bar owner, I mean, how can you act surprised? Wait a second.
They've been telling you
this
is going
to happen. Wait a second. They're trying to take over a larger share of the revenue? I mean, I understand why you're mad, but at some point, don't you think a rising tide lifts all ships?
Yes.
Don't you think if there's thousands and thousands and thousands of people there, that there's going to be enough overall influx of people that everybody eats?
I think they close at 11, right?
Everybody drinks.
There's plenty to go around.
Right.
They're not stopping at 11. I think the plaza they're talking about, it closes at 11.
Yeah, the team doesn't want the liability.
Right.
They don't want to have that extra liability. Right. They're not applying for some 4 a.m. license.
So they can stumble into your place. They'll be there.
Yeah, they'll be more than happy to let the independent owners pick up the slack once they're done with the cut stuff.
That's what I'd say.
And you know what? Beat them on price. Undercut them. The Cubs can set prices. That's going to be really damn expensive. And if you want to be a local, independently owned discount joint, you can get people there. Play the business game. There's going to be all kinds of opportunities here. They're going to get first crack at it, and there's going to be plenty of people on their way out of the park who are just going to the nearest seat that they can find, grabbing the first beer they can find. But if you're a savvy business owner, there's all kinds of opportunity in there.
That's what I'd
say.
There's
all kinds of to do things that a larger, less flexible operation isn't able to do.
3 damn hours when they close. I got 3 damn hours. I'll get my money back. I'll get it. I mean, you go through this every time. And I see where, of course, the Cubs are grubbing every dollar. Apparently, they're holding people hostage at Wrigley and after games, too, because this is just another attempt to, you know, again, I don't think they're taking you in at gunpoint. You either go in or you either want to go to the plaza if it ever comes to existence, fruition, or you don't have to. I don't think they're out there forcing you in there. Things that, well, you know what, here, you better get your ass in there. You're not going home, mister. You're going right here. I mean, it's just the dumbest thing.
There's a really good way that a smart local bar owner can counter-program what the Cubs are doing.
Sure he
and can.
Can
find a way. See, I see Frank nodding over there, who happens to be a smart, well, yes. He's a local bar owner. A smart.
Wow, he took away his smart title. You know, he used to give him smart, now he took it away. Sorry, Frank.
Yeah, there are ways that you can do it where you're able to operate, you're able to offer some things that perhaps the Cubs are not able to, because there's a big liability fear that, okay, 11 o'clock, get everybody out of here.
Yeah.
We need to hose this place down, clean it up, and get it ready for a game tomorrow. When somebody else say, okay, great, you know what? Come on over here. I've got something more for you. We've got plenty more for you on the Boers and Bernstein show today, including our buddy Barry Trammell from the Daily Oklahoman. And we have him on a couple of times of basketball season, but things getting real interesting for the Oklahoma City Thunder in the NBA's Western Conference Finals. So we'll talk to him at the top of the hour on The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's original sports talk station. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Test drive the award-winning Sonata.
Remember the good old days? Back when you'd follow your sports heroes, collect their rookie cards, and dream of getting an autograph? If you've been wanting to get back in the hobby of card collecting, or you're a longtime enthusiast trying to build up your collection, we'd like to introduce TopCutBreaks.org. As Chicagoland's premier and most trusted case breaker, TopCutBreaks.org offers the most sought-after collectible sports cards. And now you have the ability to go after your heroes without having to buy pack after pack, hoping for the best. Here's how it works. They specialize in case breaks. They purchase cases of sports cards, and all of the boxes are opened live on their streaming platform. You receive all of the cards from the teams that you've purchased. Today's hobby is so different from back in the day. Today's cards have patches of game-worn jerseys, serial numbers to limit the print run, and autographs of your favorite stars. Go to TopCutBreaks.org and check out their huge inventory of the newest releases. TopCutBreaks.org, pulling monsters since day one. They're the home of one of one.
If you're in need of fast cash, Loan Mark can get you $1,500 to $50,000 today, regardless of your credit score. The best part? You get to keep and drive your car. You keep your keys and get the cash you need. Get your fresh start at Loan Mart. Call 800-730-9605. 800-730-9605. Call now.
Subject to meeting our credit criteria, consumers need to demonstrate ability to repay the loan. Minimum loan amounts, rates, and terms vary by state. Loan Mart is licensed or registered as required by applicable state law.
Are you behind on your taxes? The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote at 800-930-0972. 800-930-0972.
Every day we hear news about high levels of hazardous chemicals, bacteria, even lead in water across the country. Do you know what's in your home's water? A Pelican water system can reduce 99% of those pollutants from your water. You'll have spring quality water from every faucet in your home. We have factory direct pricing, a 90-day money-back guarantee, and free shipping. Call Pelican now and they'll ship you a free information kit. Call 888-474-4019. That's 888-474-4019.
Be wise, be ready. Wise Food Stores provides ready-made gourmet meals with an amazing 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious gourmet food. Why waste your next emergency on an empty stomach? Call today at 855-401-0959. That's 855-401-0959 to order or request a free sample. Be wise, be ready.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
The following message contains a special offer for listeners of this station. Are you a man over 40? Are you constantly looking for the nearest bathroom? Do you wake up multiple times a night to use the bathroom? Right now, Perfect Prostate is sending out free bottles of their groundbreaking new formula to listeners of this station. Perfect Prostate formula was developed by medical doctor Mitchell Fleischer, and its ingredients have been clinically studied to reduce your frequent nighttime bathroom visits and promote healthy urine flow. Right now, preferred customers get their first bottle of Perfect Prostate absolutely free. There's nothing to lose. Perfect Prostate is guaranteed to reduce that constant urge to use the bathroom, especially at night, and promote healthy urine flow. Don't wait. Call now for your free bottle. Just pay shipping and processing. Dial 1-800-680-9617. That's 1-800-680-9617. Supplies are limited. One free bottle per household. Call now. Dial 1-800-680-9617. That's 1-800-680-9617.
Hey, every day.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
We bought the McDonald's lot across the street, and we're sinking, you know, several hundred million dollars into building this plaza. And in fact, our alderman introduced an ordinance in 2013 to regulate beer and wine sale on the plaza, and off we went. And then I think the bar owners got to him, and now he wants to rewrite the ordinance that he introduced and change the rules. And that, you know, that makes it tough for us. It makes it harder for us. It'll be an obstacle we get over, I think, and we'll all continue to negotiate. But it does leave a little bit of a sour taste in our mouth.
That is Crane Kenny. You heard him right earlier on The Score with Matt Spiegel talking about the plaza and what. And that's exactly right. I mean, I don't, you know, it's like after it's done, they say, okay, no, not okay. No, not okay. Let me change this. Not okay. I mean, I don't blame him. I mean, and the Cubs have sunk a lot of money into all of this. The people say, oh, they're grubbing. I saw the other day, Morrissey insists the Cubs are grubbing every dollar from you. Again, you're not being held hostage. If you don't like it, move on.
If you don't want to drink there, drink move somewhere on. Else. Yeah, if you don't want to eat there, eat somewhere else.
Plenty of places.
You can bring your own bottled water in. You can bring your own food in if you want to Major League games. I mean, it hasn't taken us very long to get the idiot texter of the day. This is from the 309, who says, there's plenty of us who go to Cubs game and don't drink anything but a Pepsi. Alcohol shouldn't be the focus. Just more of the rich getting richer and the poor getting poorer. Alcohol is the focus. That's exactly what they're talking about. It's the bar owners who are raising a stink right now via Tom Tunney. It's about alcohol. And no, there aren't plenty of you who go to Cubs games and don't drink anything but a Pepsi. Not. There's very few of you, actually.
You're also a dope. I mean, right. On top of everything else, you're an idiot. Seriously. I mean, you're just dumb as hell. Yeah,
it's not about the rich getting richer, the poor getting poorer. It's about a deal that was agreed to that now they're trying to reopen and change.
Yeah. Welching on a deal. I mean, that's exactly. I'd be mad, too. Don't cut a deal. And they say, well, wait a minute. No, we can't do that. We got, because they complained.
This hasn't.
It's got nothing to do with it, you. Drink your Pepsi and shut up.
This hasn't been a secret. This has been understood in the same way the rooftop owners had to understand what was going on. And this is a little bit different because you had them profiting off of something that they didn't pay for.
Right.
So you had a different element involved there. But this is, look, if you open a bar, if you're an independent bar owner and you've opened it near Wrigley Field, you have done it because there is opportunity in this unique urban setting to have your own operation exposed to that many tens of thousands of people and hundreds of thousands of people, millions of people over the course of a summer. You cannot get mad at the people who own the team and pay the players when they try to acquire more land and more taps and more opportunity to sell it themselves. I don't know what you're mad at. You have no entitlement. That an independent owner there has no, there's no sense of owning something or having an opportunity in perpetuity. If you have profited off of it, be thankful for what you've profited off of so far and be creative in continuing to do so, and you'll do just fine.
And drink a Pepsi.
Yeah, there's no entitlement. Now, wait a second. These are our people. These are our crowds. No, they're not your crowds.
No, they're not.
And this is, and for what is going in to be improved, if you think of what is the millions of dollars that have gone in and will go in to make that entire area just a tourist magnet, a massive destination.
Yeah, you haven't seen anything yet.
With the hotel,
it's gonna be,
the athletic club. Look, I'm going to be working out at that athletic facility. Yeah, I mean, I've got a vested interest in it. So that's right down the street and unbelievably convenient and already a member of that particular gym. So you get to use it the moment that they cut the ribbon and open that thing up. So I'm excited about it. But at this point, You knew it. They said they were going to do it. They negotiated. Everybody sat down and negotiated a deal. And now the deal's not good enough.
The deal's not good.
After the fact, the deal's not good enough.
I mean, that doesn't strike you as something wrong, idiot. That doesn't strike you as wrong. You're worried about something. You know, I think the best thing you ought to do is understand exactly what's happened. Nobody likes somebody who welches on a deal. And that's exactly what they're doing. Right damn now, they're doing that. Well, let's take another look at this. And so they call Tom Tunney, and he's always too happy. He's always happy to stand up and scream at people if he has to. But you don't cut a deal and then say, well, let's see if we can do this. I mean, that's not, nobody does business like that. Nobody should do business with you. Nobody would like that. It's got nothing to do with what you drink. Who gives a rat's ass what you drink? Cyanide. Try that.
Hemlock. Yep.
Have some Give of that a little sip.
Yep.
Dope. Oh, man. We had a
everybody wants to make this so reductive and like crying out that the little independent business person is being trampled by the big bad Cubs. Well, it's all opportunism anyway, that people open up, they take out a loan, they open up a bar, they call it the Ivy something or the Goat something, and then people come in and spend money there. But that's because the Cubs are there.
Because the Cubs are
there. Otherwise, you're not there. In Barrington, Mike is on the score.
Hola. I do a ton of entertaining down there, and I've never seen more happier Cub fans in my 42 years.
By a ton of entertaining, are you an exotic dancer, or yes, do you make balloon animals? Yes. I'm just curious.
That's exactly right. I'm there with the crazy the mascot with the igloo cooler.
Oh, Billy Cub. Yes.
Okay. You are Billy Cub. Okay.
Yeah. But I just want to say that, for a bar owner to complain, I mean, this is like fish in a barrel for them. I mean, the amount of, let's just say, perks that a bar owner at Wrigley Field gets from a lot of their distributors, I mean, this is really a nothing. And, again, I've never seen happier people spending money. I've never seen so many kids laughing, jumping, taking selfies, mom and dad, throwing back
the
cool ones. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really been something to see. And I remember 2004, after 2003, when everybody was just angry.
That's what it was.
All the time. And I just want to say, I'm down there all the time, and God bless. I mean, everybody's having a good time, and I don't know why everybody wants to throw cold water on it.
Thanks, Mike, or cold beer in this case. And what kind of bothers me, too, is that Tom Tunney, as the alderman, it's been very easy for him to let the independent rooftop owners and now some of the bar owners have his ear, and yeah, he comes to their aid because he knows that publicly he can stir up the pro little guy sentiment against the Cubs. Mm-hmm. But the fact is, politically, doesn't he also represent the Cubs?
Yes.
It's his ward.
Yeah. It's all his ward, yeah.
I mean, I would...
But when somebody comes to him, he gives him his ear, and not only does he do that, rather than say, we cut a deal. Deal is cut. Go away. Nope, that's not the way he operates. I mean, to me, that's the biggest problem. You don't welch on a deal. I mean, you don't try to change something.
I would think it's in an alderman's best interest to make sure that the alpha taxpayer that is pouring money into the ward is accommodated.
Well, I would say for an alderman, it'd be nice if he could reach a faucet. I mean, this guy's 3 feet tall and rising, this guy. I mean, he gets more attention and publicity over this entire stuff than he deserves. That it's always him in the middle of this. And he does, like, he's fighting for the little, he's one of the little people. In a colony of little people. He's about 3 feet tall. I mean, I don't know what his deal is. All I know is you can't change a deal once you set it. Don't change a deal. You get. I mean, but he does it. He does it a lot of times. It's not the first time he's done it.
And
somebody complains, well, hey, Tom,
those
what
local,
about this?
The local bar owners, when they opened their businesses, it was not with some sort of signed over entitlement that they would continue to exist or have some guaranteed subsidized profit based on something that they don't really pay for other than their commercial real estate rents that are higher because of where they are. So there's some aspect of that. But it's a rising tide. You're going to have an opportunity because after a while, the team-owned bars are going to disgorge hundreds and hundreds of people who are still very, very, very thirsty.
Mm-hmm. And not only that, you'll have plenty of extra games, too. Besides that, you know, you're not in that stretch where, yeah, we'll play the 8 and then we're done. That's not what's going to happen. You'll have people all over that place when October comes along. So, I mean, I don't get the whole thing. All I know is that somebody welches on a deal that you do that to me, we're in trouble here. We're in trouble, Tom, because you can't, you just can't do that. And I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're an alderman. I don't care what you are. You just can't do that. You can't change something. Well, Tom, look what's going on here. Well, you did sit down and discuss this.
Right. And my advice would be, instead of wasting time and resources and legal fees and everything that the independent bar owners might be doing to try to fight this, they're going to lose, whether they think they've got something there or not.
Yep.
I don't think they've really got a leg to stand on based on everything I read and hear.
No.
So what you might be better off doing is waiting to see what kind of business the Cubs eventually do, and then figuring out how you can offer something better, different, and attractive as a bar. As if you can't, that's your fault.
Yeah, they're not locking him in after a game.
People are allowed to come to your establishment instead. It might be price.
And some will.
It might be product.
Yeah.
It might be atmosphere. It might be something that you're offering. People aren't there will be sheep that are just going to make their way down the concourse and say, oh, neon light, drink beer here. There will be those, but there are going to be plenty of others looking for value or novelty that you might be able to offer.
It's like, oh, we can't support this because now you're screwing this guy or that guy. Yeah, right. Right. Give me a break.
We're going to be joined by Barry Trammell of the Daily Oklahoman next. Talk a little basketball on the Score.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by the Home Loan Expert.com.
Go to a bunch of different gourmet specialty grocery stores to get what I want, and then I end up with too much of it, and it's just not worth it. Well, you don't have to do that because of Blue Apron. Blue Apron knows you can make incredible meals with incredible ingredients. They've got the highest quality standards for their community of artisanal suppliers and family-run farms and fisheries and ranchers. And I know this because today's the day. Friday is the day that I have selected for the Blue Apron delivery. And what happens is a refrigerated box shows up on the front porch, and in it are three complete meals. And each one has this color-coded, easy-to-follow recipe card and information about where everything came from. And it's ingredients I've never seen before. And the kids and I love it. We go through everything. We plan out our week, and then we start cooking. So this week, I'm going to be working with a new ingredient called verjus, which has been used since the Middle Ages, apparently. And it's a tart juice that's pressed from grapes that have been harvested while still young. And this is going to be part of a pan sauce. We're going to sear some boneless chicken thighs, which are an underrated ingredient. We're going to sear those off and then make a pan sauce with cremini mushrooms and kale and the verjus and a little bit of creme fraiche, and then that cooks down, and we're going to serve all of that over some buttery mashed red potatoes. And that's just one of the meals that we're making. And believe it or not, you're saying, oh yeah, sure, so this is going to cost a ton of money. It's less than $10 per meal for all this stuff. And it's an even better deal when right now you go to blueapron.com/Dan. Blueapron.com/Dan. Then you get your first two meals free with free shipping. That's the deal. You should try this. If you've been thinking about it, some of the stuff that's available in May and into next month is really cool. Check out this week's menu and get your first two meals free with free shipping. But you got to go to blueapron.com/Dan. Blueapron.com/Dan. It's Blue Apron, and it's a better way.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older with a family. Now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Now available in new apple spice flavor.
Rush in to JCPenney for Doorbusters Friday 3 p.m. to Saturday 1 p.m. You'll find summer essentials for the whole family just in time for summer fun, with amazing deals on select Arizona tees for everyone for only $4.99. Plus, get up to 60% off select swimwear just in time for him, her, and the kids to make a splash. So hurry, because these Doorbuster deals only last from Friday 3 p.m. to Saturday 1 p.m. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Check jcp.com or your newspaper for details.
I'm a dream big kind of kid, and I need a good education as a foundation to help me get where I want to go. What's time for learning homeschool? Flexible scheduling and student-paced. Check. Online interactive curriculum. Check. Log in from anywhere at any time. Check.
Start helping your kid dream big today and create a love of learning at timeforlearning.com. Use promo code RADIO to save 20% off your first month. Log on timeforlearning.com now.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-214-1432. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-214-1432. Lou is one of you, and will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-214-1432. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou is like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-214-1432.